Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Eight and ten to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away. How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeBroy.
Today is Thursday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. I don't have any...
Oh, you got some green.
You got a little green. I have to change that when I go out today. Mm-hmm. You are listening to episode 340.
Holla.
Holla, what, bitches? So today is St. Patrick's Day, and it's also my sister's birthday.
And it's also fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like... Oh, let me move my shit over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to being so... low on the microphone.
Yeah, you're used to being low.
low. It's supposed to be what, 65 today or something?
Yeah, it's about 60 right now.
James has his shorts on, which I'm not trusting that yet.
Oh no, it's gorgeous.
I'll probably be wearing jeans.
You can wear shorts and a jacket. I think that'll be good for you.
Shorts and a jacket. I'm gonna wear shorts. I'm gonna
maybe
wear
a fleece.
I do have a fleece.
You do?
I do have a fleece. I got one for my going away party.
Rock that shit.
And it's green.
Bam. Oh,
what?
That was us high-fiving.
I've been high-fiving like motherfucker lately. Yeah. Last night, I think Roger and I high-fived five times.
That's awesome.
And then every time I high-five, I'm like, I look like a complete asshole when I do that.
Did you ever watch Mad TV?
Yeah.
There's that one where they did the Antiques Roadshow, but in the future. And they were talking about they brought up a cell phone and they're like, what is this? And they're like, well, this is what they used to communicate on. And they thought it caused cancer, but it turns out high fives cause cancer.
I think they do.
They probably do. That's why I fist bump. Because those cause tumors.
So yeah, it's supposed to be really nice today. I think I'm going to go to the zoo.
Do I have see the elephant? No, that's no, I'm picking
already.
My own teeth.
It's here already. yeah, so it's going to be nice today. And the zoo's free here, so
Holla.
That's awesome. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee today.
Rude.
And I have a headache. Rude. I was supposed to take aspirin or something, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, what's been going on? What happened? How you been?
I've been good.
You've been good?
I've been good, except for work.
Closer to the mic.
I've been good, except for work.
Yeah, not working so good?
No. Work is okay.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
At least you have a job.
I do.
And you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that matters.
I'm looking forward to my commissions this next few months.
Do you get that every quarter?
I get it monthly.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Pretty much what I get for instance, all my March stuff, I'll get it in the first paycheck in April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it a pretty good amount? I mean, you don't have to say it, but.
I'll say it because I'm on the brag. Oh, it's okay. $1,300.
Oh. I fucking hate you.
Guess what? I'm taking you out to dinner.
Yay!
That's why I was able to afford dinner for us last time.
Money bags. Right.
Sorry, I'm still breathing really heavy.
Yeah, you can give me a job there. I can lease some shit out.
Well, the person that
am I supposed to say that?
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't say, okay,
I'm a leasing consultant. I work in luxury property management company in downtown.
Well, somebody already knows who's
that's
your...
That's my scruff and growler and automatic work response. What
somebody,
do you do?
Somebody already knows that they're going to research you and find out who you are.
Bring it, bitch. Just let me know first, because I'll give you praises.
Well, I mean, I guess the job... may not be too hard because you really don't have to convince them, right? I mean, they're looking for
what
they want.
Oh, no, you do.
Well, you can't bargain with the price and stuff, right?
Well, no, but that's the problem is that you have to be like, oh, no, it's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
You want this 900-square-foot one-bedroom with the washer and dryer unit? Yeah.
And how
you're going to pay $1,700 a month.
Fuck. That is so expensive.
Hell yeah.
Is that the building over there near the Navy Pier?
Yes.
That one? Oh, okay.
Well, both of them.
I haven't seen the other one. I've only been in the one.
I invited you.
Huh?
I invited you.
I know, but I think
and Roger, busy. But Roger just is like, no.
Oh my like God, no! Let me tell you this. So I was at Roger's house yesterday.
I love you, Roger.
And he literally lives
4 blocks away from me. I
not
know.
Even that far.
I know.
Because when I walk down
and
the street,
I'm surprised that we don't run into each other at our stop.
That's what he said. He goes, "I've never seen him." I go, "Well," I said, "I think he has to go to be at work at like 7:30 or something." So you're
no,
probably...
I leave in my house around 7:30.
Oh, okay.
So he probably leaves like later.
But
I just like to not be with all the people who are going right. downtown.
Sucks. Yeah, like the day that we saw each other in the train.
Oh, no, it's worse than that in the morning sometimes.
In the morning it
yeah.
is?
Yeah, like it's intense. Like you can't, I don't even. I like,
do you ever get to sit down?
No. Sometimes I'll be standing from my stop all the way to downtown.
That sucks.
I'm train surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Get my balance on. Sometimes you don't even have anything to hang on to
right.
besides your neighbors.
Yeah. Well, that's not a problem. Well, it could be.
It
a
is.
If
especially
it's
when they're
human.
Homeless.
Oh.
Wah, speaking of which, wah. Somebody tweeted. I need to find out who that is. They were tweeting to me saying how it's like, well, when you're homeless, the whole world is your home.
Yeah, like, because you
yeah.
said that on the show.
I know. Well, yeah, I know. But then I said, yeah, but then the whole world's also your toilet.
Sad.
Mm. Yeah, that was Ramble Redhead.
But literally,
hi.
He's another podcaster too.
Hi.
I walked down the end of Rogers Street, and there is the Walgreens. Like,
yeah,
right there.
For some reason, I thought he lived near the Sheridan stop. I don't know why.
No, like
so.
It's like actually, it's a shorter walk from his house to the Red Line.
It is.
Than it is from yours.
Well, because I live a few more blocks.
But he was like, because he was telling me, he's like, he literally lives like almost behind me. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay.
Should we give your street address, Roger? Yeah, so everyone can go stalk
know,
you.
Because right? I'm still, because he's like, well, you know where you are, right? And I'm like,
no.
Because what I did not get is why it doesn't drop me off like at the same bus stop to come to your house. I mean, I guess that there's one closer, I guess. Because I took the bus and I didn't get off.
You took the 50 bus?
Mm-hmm.
And you,
all the way up.
What? All the way. Well,
all
it should drop
up.
You to the same stop.
No, it dropped me off at...
No, that's true. Because you probably went the one before. You probably go to the one before it.
I stopped at Ashland and Bryn Mawr.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said like 3 or 4 down is yours.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't seem that far away from his house, though.
You know why? Is because my street's a catty corner. Mm-hmm. It's a slant street, and so mm-hmm. it's all confusing and junk.
And stuff.
And shit.
Right. So, yeah, when he was saying, oh, well, you know where you are? And I'm like, no, I don't. He's like, yes, you do.
No, you
no,
really do.
I don't. But
really
then once I got
do.
To the end of a street, I knew where I was. But that's still hard for me. I'm still learning, like, where everything is and what part of the city I'm in. And, mm-hmm. like, I guess because I don't pay attention while I'm on the bus to find, like, to look at certain things. Like I'm learning the street names and where the stops are still.
You're too busy looking at the cute boys.
That or listening to music or on my phone.
Or the boys.
Or taking pictures of the boys on my phone.
Instagram. Click.
Right.
I'm gonna make you look prettier.
Rude.
Whatever.
Did you see the cool picture I took last night of the Jesus Saves?
You know what? We were really right cool. over there. We were right over there. What time did you take that picture at?
Maybe 9 o'clock.
Oh, we weren't there.
9:10, maybe.
We were. I was at Callow Restaurant.
Mm. We were at
which
the
is
Noodle
Half Down from
the Noodle.
Big Chicks. Oh yeah, Noodles.
Yeah, I was there, and then we went to the bakery on the other side of the.
Correction, not Big Chicks. I'm sorry, Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, we were literally eating right across the street
yeah.
from there.
We were across the street and down like 3-4 stores.
Oh, okay.
Callow, really good.
Is it called Callow?
Callo.
What do they serve?
It's Italian.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome.
Is it expensive? I don't like expensive Italian. Olive Garden is good for me.
I'm about to giggle my breadsticks on.
Oh, right. My breadstick no. and my Alfredo sauce.
Soup salad, let's go.
I always get the soup and salad there. I never get anything else, really. Yeah, well,
who else does? Well, that shit's bad for you.
It's not really good Italian.
Well, their salad's bad for you, too.
But it's oh so good.
Mm.
Like, I could take the dressing, put it in this water cup, and minus the water, it. And put ice in it and drink it.
I'm going to go throw up now. Mm. That's a little too thick for me.
That's what she said.
Ooh. Nope. You better open that mouth.
Correct. Open that mouth. How long have we been recording for? You have to keep an eye on that.
10:20.
When we get to 25, you need to let me know.
I'll let you know.
Because then we need to stop and start over. Stop and start. That's a good technique.
Stop and start. Pump, stop. Start.
Pump, pump, stop. Pump, 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 stop. Oh, God. And am I 14 again? I remember looking. This is totally random and totally embarrassing.
That's our show.
But I remember as a kid, like when the internet first came out, like 14 or 15.
What? Yeah. The internet hasn't been here for that long.
No, it has not. I remember looking online like, no, just like stupid shit like, how big is a penis? Or how many different ways can you masturbate? Or are there teeth in vaginas? Like stupid shit. Ew. Like that.
Vagina dentata.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's pretty foul.
But I've got a great picture for the album right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll show you. I'll look it up while we're recording.
Oh, God. This is still moving, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you have to watch it. If you get an error message or if it stops moving, let me know.
No worries. I'll make my
what we're doing, smaller. Kids, kiddos, guys, girls, and whoever you plan to be.
Trannies.
Goys or girls. James is recording on his computer so that he can actually learn how to edit a show and upload a show. And
I'm going to get smart, y'all.
All that GERD stuff. So not everything's always on my shoulders.
Because I like to carry my load.
That's so dirty. So he's going to be learning how to do that. So if there's a fuck up for the next two shows, well, you guys know why.
Yay.
But actually, there shouldn't be because I'm going to be here to help him.
You can blame it on the alcohol.
I hate that song. I hate that song. So anyway, I have some stuff on my list here.
On your iPad.
So I was going to talk about that in the second show.
Oh. Spoiler alert.
Rude.
Whatever.
So last Saturday they celebrated St. Patrick's Day downtown. So you saw my photo, right?
Oh yeah.
I was all decked out in the greens.
And the greens. I was wearing red that day. I didn't have any green on me.
That's rude.
Whatever.
I was all decked.
You know what? I celebrated on the day. Thank you. I'm wearing green right now.
I had shamrock socks on. Shamrock underwear on. I had a green shirt, a green hoodie, a green tie. What else did I have on? Green glasses.
You were greened out. I'm going to pull him away from his mic so he can see this picture because it's fucking hilarious. But it's pretty much it's just nasty. It's so gross. You'll see it on the album art. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that.
And they dyed the river green and all that greener stuff.
Have to say, I think from all the dyeing of the green,
it just stays
green. It's like a muted green from here on out. It's kind of gross.
Well, I read online last night that they actually used to use an oil-based.
I don't know if you can hear the sirens, but there's a fire in my pants.
But they used to use oil-based food color.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like the Environmental Protection Agency was like, no, can't do that. No. So now they use vegetable-based. Which gets it really green. It's really weird.
It is really weird.
So anyway, Lauren and I decided to go do some window shopping downtown after we're done with that.
By the way, Bill made a comment to me about you guys. He said that you guys made the typical straight couple for St. Patrick's Day for celebrations.
Oh, we did? Yeah. How was that?
You guys just went out and partied and drank, whatever. Uh-huh. Did the river dyeing and stuff.
The gays don't do that?
I don't know. They drive by.
They should. They're like, ew, green. Ew, it's gross. So 10 years ago. Green makes me look fat.
And I don't like to look fat.
No.
Alex worked Fab. Yellows.
So what was I saying? Oh, so we're downtown shopping and mm-hmm. we go into the Levi Strauss store. You know, the Levi shop. And we're looking Levi's. And they had jean jackets there that fit me.
But how much were they?
Like $200.
Ah, no!
No, sir.
I will not pay that much.
Don't open your wallet.
Right. I will not open my wallet. But you can open yours if you want to.
And open buy it for your me. Mouth.
If you open your wallet, I'll open my mouth. Probably what most women say to their husbands.
No.
Boyfriends.
Straight women don't like to do blowjobs.
They don't at all.
Side note, random note, when I was talking to my mom about being gay, she's like, I don't understand why you do that. She's like, he pees out of that hole. And I'm like, yeah, but he's not peeing out of the time I'm doing it.
And you bleed out of yours, so.
Ew. Which one's more sterile?
Right. Okay, so we're in the Levi's store, and I'm looking at the clearance.
Because that's how we gays roll.
Because that's how we roll. That's the first place we go. And Lauren does too. She's like,
oh God, yeah.
She's all about a clearance.
Oh yeah, her clearance.
So I'm at the clearance section, and there's a guy and a woman and a kid that are all together. And so I'm looking through it.
And a Pope and a Baptist.
Right. So, and they all walk into a Levi store.
And the third one ducks.
No. So I'm looking through the clearance stuff, and the lady's like, oh, look at this. I'll say Eddie because that's his name. Look at this, Eddie. This is some awesome stuff on this rack. And I'm looking through it. And he goes, yeah, it'd be okay if they had like big boy sizes. And I look at him like, dude, I know what you're talking about. And I look down. He goes, what is your name? I was like, Ricky. He goes, you're cute. Can I have your number?
Was he cute?
He's pretty cute.
Mm.
I was like, sure.
Hey.
And Lauren was like, why didn't that ever happen to me?
Yeah.
Because like, you're straight.
It doesn't
and
happen to
guys
me
are
either.
Intimidated by you.
It doesn't happen to me
but
either.
Because you're ugly.
Guys, I really mean. Am not.
That,
I'm
no,
not
you're
ugly.
Really, you're gorgeous.
With my emo
I
hair.
I think you're gorgeous. With your emo hair and your bright blue eyes and your scruffy face.
My scruffies. In my Latino skin.
Oh yeah, it's so Latino. We're what time?
We're at 17:05. Okay, calm down.
So yeah, that felt really good. So
I'm watching for that to happen.
So I was like, sure. And
that's nice.
He ended
See, I think
up
people
being like a recruiter, so that's even better.
He's a what?
Like a recruiter for businesses and stuff.
Oh.
So that's even better. So I'm supposed to meet up with him on Saturday night at Cell Block.
Ooh. Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I'll show it to you later.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you're going to. Yeah, you do it. You better open that email.
Open that email.
You better open that email so I can see that picture and stick it down your face. That's so retarded.
Your donut face.
So okay, sorry, I'm trying to edit this so that I can.
By the way, who asked me the donut question?
Well, I wasn't going to get into that yet, but we will.
God, I'm sorry.
You're bringing up a lot of shit.
I'm premature.
Oh.
Silence.
I won't respond.
Let's edit crickets into that.
So I put. You don't have to. They get it. Awkward silences are common on Foul Monkeys.
That's when we play with each other's ding
dings.
Right. True story.
And it's actually true because we're sitting here naked with our penises out, just
flopping out.
All That's balls out.
Yeah. The pink elephant in the room.
Who has more skin on his trunk than it should be?
Makes me
not
sad.
So, why? It's not a
that
problem.
Hurts my feelings.
You can't hurt what's not there.
You're right.
So
I keep my feelings in
Pat
the box.
Geik, right. Pat Geik on Twitter, I asked people, you know, if there's anything they wanted us to talk about or know anything. And of course, no one fucking responds but Pat. And he would like to know how you feel about a nice glazed donut.
I love glazed donuts. They're so delicious. But really? No.
No. You like the... Well, I guess both of them are edible. But you like the one that has confectionery sugar on it. You know,
like from a Mars Bakery.
What's a Mars Bakery?
La Mars. It's a place back home. Mm. I love it.
Back home as in Nebraska or San Diego?
No, Nebraska. Oh. Nebraska's my home.
Y'all, there's another fire in his pants.
It's all this donut talk.
Yeah, he's like, because he goes, and what does he mean by glazed donut? I was like, your booty being covered in cum. And he's like, yeah.
A white chocolate starfish?
Yeah. Oh, strawberry starfish. That brings back memories.
Who was that? Who buzzed?
I think that was you.
Oh, that's me. No, I don't know.
Yeah, that was you. Had that's to be. Me?
I got an email, y'all. Patrick followed me.
Oh, he did. Patrick. Are you excited? How many people do you have following you around?
Oh, let me go find out. By the way, follow me. James Leroy FM. Twitter.
And Roger says, oh, no, you should not call him James Leroy. You should call him James Leroy.
Leroy. Leroy.
All right, next subject.
I have 19 followers.
So as people know this already, because when Nicole used to do the show with me, I have a problem. And that problem is making plans with multiple people on same days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna bring this up? Yeah. And then contacting a person and saying, oh, I accidentally did this, but can we do another time or another day? And the person that you call usually is not happy about that.
Nope.
As I discovered. Mm-mm. So I was like, let me fix this.
Because we weren't going to record today.
No, we sure weren't, but I fixed it. And I felt bad.
You did.
But I have something that's going to keep me on track now with that.
Is it called iCal?
You know what I don't like is I cannot sync my Outlook calendar to my iCal calendar. I hate that.
Whatever.
I just hate it so much.
So much.
That
was my worry in life.
I have a right.
I love it.
I do have a problem with over planning. Like, I booked 3 people.
Someone's popular.
I know Lauren was like, I wish I knew that many people when I first moved here. And I was like, it's called networking. Delight. It's called networking. Your trunk's falling off.
Yep.
So yeah, I contacted James last night. And I was like, oh, I did something.
23.
Okay. I did something bad and I overbooked. So do you want to try to do a Friday or early Thursday morning? And at first he was like, maybe Friday.
Rude.
But then as the hour kept going, it was going from, oh, okay, whatever, to, you know what? You kind of threw a wrench in my plans. I was like,
you did. Oh. These are so my days off.
And then I fixed it. And then he calls me and...
No. You said, here, let me call them and fix it. And I said, no. It's fine. We can do this. And I'm like, we'll work around it.
And then I said, too late.
And I was like...
And then he called.
Rude.
It wasn't rude. I was trying to fix it.
I know. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we fixed it. And we're recording right now.
Yes, we are.
It's our first podcast fight. But we're not even fighting because we're touching each other's dicks. We're fighting our cocks.
Cock fight.
So now I wonder how many people are like beating off to, well, you know, thinking, oh, God, we're handling each other's junks. Junks
and stuff.
Junks. All right. So what time are we at?
We're at 24.
24. Okay. We're still good. We're still working on the website. Actually, we haven't even started.
No.
Because we want some people to tell us what you guys would like to see in the website. I don't know how many people actually go to it. If it's even worth building up a big website for nothing.
I want to make it user-friendly.
Yeah.
And pretty.
party.
Like me.
And Kevin is going to help us do that because mm-hmm. he's like an expert. Steve in the UK, okay, has helped us previously, but he's a very busy person, and it's hard to communicate with someone that's in a different country on a different continent.
Yep.
So, and he's just busy, and it's harder. Like, Kevin can be, like, right in front of us, and he can make the changes right in front of us, and we can see. In real time, and we can meet with him and all that good stuff. So, if you guys have any suggestions for what you would like to see in the website, please let us know. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, and then I can forward it to Brad.
I'm setting it
because
up.
Because he's not setting his shit up. It's been, like, 3 weeks.
I'm doing it today.
I'm doing it right now.
Get off my back.
Shit. So that's that. And I think James is going to take over the Foul Monkeys Tumblr site.
Yep.
Have you started that yet?
No. I was today.
Okay.
It's all going to be today.
Sure.
I'm going to get a queue. I'm going to start lining this shit up. Get some fun posts.
I need to learn how to do that. Seriously.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously. I make it look good.
And the Foul Monkeys Tumblr is tumblr.com/foulmonkeys. Is that how you do it?
I think so.
Yeah. TUMBLR.com.
Because we don't like that spell, right?
We don't do E's.
No E's.
Like Flickr. No E's.
Like R.
I'm trying to think what else I want to say here. Give us a call at 206-984-3685, which all we have been receiving are advertisement calls for, like,
make more money. You know what I should do?
What?
The girl I work with, she gets a weekly call from this church.
Uh-huh.
And, like, one of them was like, bring a black person to church day. And it was just like,
shut up.
You know, it's for real. And it's hilarious.
Bring a black person to church day.
Yeah. But it's a mass message that it gets sent out and you call, and it calls you, and she always gets it to voicemail. It is so funny. I have to
get
this.
She can forward that message to.
Yeah, she's too lazy to do that.
Well, you'll do that for her.
No.
Okay, or we won't.
Or we will call them and get it on our own phones.
James is depriving you. Oh, yeah, we could do that.
That's what I was just doing.
Hello.
Who's blowing it from? Is that your nooner?
Mike Schnell.
Hey, Mike.
He says, happy St. Patrick's Day.
What's up, Mike?
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. I want to say thank you for my birthday gifts, too, that he gave me.
So cute.
I got a book. With like 400 calorie book, like it tells you where to go and have lunch and stuff for 400 calories. And he also got me a really cute like glass teapot, and it comes with these dried tea flowers in them.
Oh,
so that when you put it in the water and it seeps, it gets really big and grows out. And then you can
Like the flower.
Yeah,
that's
and then
pretty
they're reusable.
Cool.
You can do it like 2 or 3 times with
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
so
they're pretty cool.
I used one the other day and it was quite enjoyable.
I've never.
Maybe we'll have to do one.
Your flower blossoms.
My flower blossoms. Because that's how I go. All right, so we're good.
Yeah.
So give us a call at 206-984-3685. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We still haven't set up a post office box yet because I don't know if we're going to do that. You have to go buy the one at your house and see how much it is.
That's not by my house. It's by work.
By your
but
work.
Yeah, so.
And I guess that's it.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter.
Yes, follow us on Twitter. Follow me as Foul Monkeys.
And I'm at James Leroy FM.
And keep an eye out on the Foul Monkeys fan page for Facebook, too.
Holla.
All right, people, we're out here. This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.